Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. It's always a privilege and a pleasure to come before you. As we know, we are the show. Yes, we are. That is saving America one enslaved mind at a time. We need your help, though. Spread this show far and wide. This goes across a number of digital networks, some terrestrial stations, but share it, please, because people are asleep at the wheel. And these people are going to die in their sleep. Literally, seriously, the final assault is beginning. This is stage one, and we're going to talk to Dr. Ted Brower today about the intentionality of what's going on. I'm just going to start the conversation off with Ted before we welcome him by just saying this. I was in Prescott, Arizona. I spoke to a group of a little over 400 people this last Saturday, and I learned about the Gavapai County Regional Medical Center that's requiring all personnel to be fully vaccinated or lose their jobs. And we had a nurse speak briefly before I did, and she said well over 60% are not going to get vaccinated. Well, they're doing the same thing in Maricopa County and across the state of Arizona with Banner Health, which is the largest medical provider in the state. It's also the largest employer in the state. And they have similar numbers, according to the employees I talked to, over 60%. Mojave County, which borders Nevada and California, they're getting ready to do the same thing. Ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to create a medical shortage. Now they're requiring law enforcement, firefighters, and 60 to 70% of these people are not going to get vaccinated. New York City is requiring their 150,000 teachers to be vaccinated or lose their jobs. The same with all other government employees. This is what's happening across the board. It's a destruction of the United States by creating shortages in multiple sectors. And this is the sooner that we realize this, the better off we are, because then we can really understand the reason they're doing what they're doing is not medical. The reason they're doing is trying to collapse the Republic. And Ted Brower and I are in complete agreement with that. I've asked him to come on and address this from his perspective. Ted, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us. And really, I just want you to kind of just jump into this and talk about why you don't take the vaccine. And then let's get into the conspiratorial part of it.
Well, we have to understand that, you know, the Food and Drug Administration really has extended the emergency use authorization for this thing as far as with Pfizer. And we need to understand that some people are now saying that it really wasn't fully approved. Now, whether or not it has been or has not been, I don't care. That's not the scope of this conversation. The point is this. There's tens of thousands of people dead globally, and that's the reported numbers, probably in the millions, since only 1% get reported in most cases to the VAERS. And, you know, millions of people have been injured or damaged, including permanently paralyzed from these kill shots. So I'm saying this. Until I see that these things aren't causing more problems than they're getting, I'm not going to promote any of this stuff. And the thing about it is, guys, if you stay with the Fantastic Four supplements, just listen to me. You know, go to healthmasters.com and look at what we have, the Fantastic Four. In fact, I think I'll label them under the Fantastic Four. It's basically vitamin C with quercetin, because quercetin opens up the, how should I say, cellular pathways to allow your cells to absorb and uptake zinc. Vitamin C with quercetin. Also, you need D3, K2. You always take K2 with D3. That keeps the calcium from being deposited in your arteries rather than in your bones. And you need to be taking zinc. Very, very important. And Dave, I got a lot of breathing coming through your microphone. And so we've got the vitamin C, we've got the D3, we've got the zinc, and we've got to realize that potassium iodine is also very, very critical. And we've got to make sure that we have potassium iodine available, because the thyroid carries about 10, 12 grams of basically, you know, potassium iodine at any given point. And when that when something goes through the thyroid gland, it's very vascular, it gets zapped like a lightning bolt of potassium iodine hits it, and that kills anything and everything. It's so important to realize that the patriot community is going to be basically, how should I say, attacked through this. They're going to continue to pick out the white Christian males who are saying, no, we won't be vaccinated, and no, we won't take a kill shot until it gets fully approved. We're not going to do it. And they're going to continue to eviscerate us. Now they're telling the military that they have to have the full vaccine. And a lot of the people in the military are saying, no, we won't, we won't, we won't. Now, remember, they can give you a dishonorable discharge if you refuse the vaccine. I want you to know that. I have a friend of mine. His name was Eric. And back when they had the anthrax shot back with Afghanistan, way back when, he said no. and he was a helicopter pilot and officer. And he said he would not take the shot because he had like a dozen kids. Literally, he has a dozen kids. And he said he wasn't going to take a chance of basically orphaning his family by a shot that was really going to be detrimental to him. And they straight drummed him out, locked him up in the brig. In fact, they didn't even have a brig for officers, which was amazing to me. They didn't have a brig for officers, and they had to set up a special brig for him to lock him up until they were able to properly, how should I say, dishonorably discharge him from the military. I mean, I've seen it happen. Now, remember, you know, these groups of helicopter pilots that are flying the gay flag and all these things they're doing right now have really not struck heart and fear into the hearts and the minds of the, how should I say, troops that they're fighting in Afghanistan or anywhere else in the world when you got a bunch of gay guys flying an airplane or a helicopter. And you think, well, that sounds awful, Ted. Are you picking on gays? No, I don't really care about gays. It's completely contrary to the word of God, but most gay guys that I know are very feminine. Now, I know that not all gay guys are feminine. I got that, but most are. So the reality is this. I mean, I saw a meme yesterday, Dave, and it had basically one of the Taliban leaders giving the four-star general leaving Afghanistan the American flag, which had no longer been the American Stars and Stripes. It was the rainbow flag. And so what we have here is a situation where the globalists who control the world through State Street, BlackRock, Vanguard, because remember, all of these major institutions, all these major medical institutions, most of them are traded on the New York Stock Exchange, and they're owned by those three investment houses, Vanguard, BlackRock, and State Street. Always remember, a few months ago, when Georgia was protesting the election, the head of this little group, this was DeForest Lynn Rothschild, had the top 100 CEOs and CFOs of the Fortune 100 corporations get on a conference call with her to boycott Georgia. That's how much power these guys have. Because they control everything. I can't even get a meeting scheduled in my office without great duress. These guys, the top people in the world, listen to her and do what she says. It's because she's leading the world and she's being told by these interdimensional entities on what to do, in my opinion, which they're trying to connect us all to with a D-Wave computer. So we've got nanotech in the vaccines. We've got human fetal cells in the vaccines. We've got all kinds of other horrible compounds and adjuvants in the vaccines. And the vaccines don't work, and they kill people, but yet they're trying to force everybody to take them. And if they do this, Dave, what's going to happen is if they start requiring vaccine passports, they're going to have a major problem all over the United States. Why? Because it's going to turn the United States into the Titanic. We're going to be the Hindenburg. I mean, we're going to be a disaster. I mean, the Marxists, the communists, the globalists, Kabbalists, American haters. They've been waiting their whole life for this. And this is not something that's happened under Joe Biden. This has been going on for a long, long, long time in the United States. Trump is the one who implemented Operation Warp Speed. Trump was booed at his rally in basically Alabama this past weekend because he told everybody to take the vaccine. Here's a couple questions I got. I mean, number one, what happened to it's my body, it's my choice? You know, the liberals have always said that. Now they're not saying it anymore. Well, here's another question, number two. If I take a vaccine or I don't take a vaccine, what difference does it make to you if you've taken the vaccine and you're supposedly protected? You know, why are you wanting me to do it if you're protected? Third, you know, every time we know the government says we're here to protect you, we know they're lying. And we know the number of dead coming in from these VAERS reports are unprecedented. And we've watched all of these brilliant MDs, virologists, pathologists, and scientists explaining how this disease, this vaccine supposed to stop these diseases, caused massive inflammation resulting in heart inflammation, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, autoimmune disease, and worse, death. And lastly, we've all lost friends. So what are we going to do when 90 million people decide they're not going to basically take the jab and we require vaccine passports? It's going to completely and totally shut down the economy of the United States. And Dave, it's going to destroy small and medium-sized family businesses so that the groups like State Street and Vanguard and BlackRock, who own Walmart and Amazon and Target and all these other major corporations, can continue to bring us in back into a feudal system so they can keep the slaves from basically prospering, so we'll be more obedient when we can't buy food or water. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I think you're exactly right on the money. When you say D-Wave computer, though, I have a question for you. Describe how that works and what the purpose is.
Okay, I'd love to do that. The founder, the guy who they basically developed the D-Wave computer said, and you can look it up online, it's like standing at the altar of an alien god. And then when he was asked how it worked, he said that they didn't know. Now, this should be the Jeopardy music playing right now.
Wait a minute, wait. How do you invent something and not know what it does?
Well, he didn't invent it, bud. It was this is fallen angel, alien, whatever you want to call it, technology that was fallen given angel, to this guy. And this guy is basically allowing this quote unquote Nephilim group, these guys who consider them to be the bloodline of, they, by the way, they consider themselves to be the benign Nephilim, or sons of the fallen, or the bloodline progeny of Lucifer. They consider themselves to be a different DNA than you and me as far as humans. They consider themselves to be above us, an evolved species, and they've got to delete us from the population of the planet and turn us into useful idiot slaves. They like to call us goyim or cattle. They like to do this and say this stuff all the time because they're out in the open about what they want to do. This group of, so how should I say, Kabbalists, about 200,000 of them that run the planet, do all these different organizations.
Okay, now there's another term there. Let me stop you for a second. When you say Kabbalists, are you referring to all Jewish people? Or
No.
This is what people are going to ask, though, when they listen to this broadcast. So explain what you mean by Kabbalist.
Okay, here's what happened. Okay, I did a show Thursday a week ago on the Ted and Austin Brower show. You guys can look it up. And I talked about all of the ancient Canaanite religions and what the Canaanite religions did as far as human sacrifice. When ancient Israel came into Canaan, this is after basically they were released out of Egypt, they found all of these people worshiping fertility gods and fertility rituals to increase crop yields. They found them basically offering their children to Asherah and to Moloch and to Baal. And God said, these people need to go. You need to kill them because you'll be entrapped by their gods. He warned them not to marry their women or basically be entrapped by their gods. And if you remember, when the children of the ancient Hebrews got out of Egypt, you know, they got through the Red Sea, they got through, you know, the Egyptians, and they got to the other side, and Moses went up on the mountain to get a, how should I say, word from the Lord as far as the Ten Commandments. They came back down, and they were having a massive human sacrifice, Baal worshiping to a golden calf and basically sacrificing humans. And God got so mad, and Moses got so mad, that God killed a whole bunch of them. This ancient religion that was also used by the Egyptians through the Isis worship and the other religions of the Canaanites with the Baal, the Moloch, and the Asherah worship, that's been around since Noah. And God warned everybody that the Nephilim had been here before and after the flood. You can read that yourself in Genesis chapter 6, these fallen angels. They came back and did the same thing all over again after God basically flooded the planet, turned off their transmitters, which I believe were the pyramids, thousands of them around the world on top of magnetic ley lines, producing an energy field that was controlling the very thoughts of the men and the women on this planet. So it has nothing to do with Jews. It goes all the way back to basically ancient.
Let me stop you again. You hit a mother load here. You just said something that really caught my attention. You're saying the pyramids were able to control people's mentality. We're repeating this again.
But I believe that. I believe that we had ancient alien technology because there were thousands and thousands of pyramids that were built on top of magnetic ley lines. And when you run water at 200 meters per second, it changes its molecular field density and it starts glowing blue and puts out an energy field like an energy flux. That's at 200 meters per second. And when you have these different shafts of water under these giant pyramids, where many of them were built on top of these aquifers, et cetera, and on top of magnetic ley lines, they created a huge energy field around the planet that was able to be controlled, in my opinion now, because this is thousands of years ago and I wasn't there, by these fallen entities. And remember, these were the high places where they took people up on top of these pyramids and sacrificed them to the gods. And they basically released the energy from these people into the, how should I say, another dimension to feed these fallen demons.
Well, tell me about the control mechanisms, though, for the people. That's what I want to hear, because I have something paralleling that today.
Well, that's what they're doing is they're doing the same thing. They're setting up a 5G network. See, what happened is they couldn't.
It's God before 5G, Ted. This is before 5G.
Well, I
5G
know,
will enhance this. But this is what I was going to go to.
Let me finish with the pyramids.
All right.
The pyramids were set up to create an energy field. Remember, the Bible says that basically the God of this age has basically put a veil over the hearts and the minds of the people on this planet so they cannot know or see the truth. I'm paraphrasing that. And what that means is there's an energy flux around the planet that's controlling the thoughts and the emotions of the people on this planet based on fear. And now when you do that, in the Old Testament, it said that every thought of every man was evil all of the time. When God looked down and saw what he had created, how it had been changed and basically adulterated, and all of this Nephilim fallen angel DNA was incorporated into the human species, he chose Noah, who had clean DNA, to start over again. And when God did this, if you remember, if you look at the history, the entire planet was one giant continent. and he pulled the entire planet continental structure apart and separated the continents. And when it did this, it broke the energy flux and the energy field around the planet because it disconnected the pyramids and the other things they were using to control the hearts and the minds of the people. Now, we got to fast forward. It took them thousands and thousands and thousands of years to put these pyramids into place. Now, it's taken them thousands and thousands and thousands of years to put another control grid back into place. They did it with the Lily Wave, with electrical current. Wasn't strong enough. They've tried to do it with chemtrails, and they've tried to put a bunch of nanotech into us through inhalation. They've done that for decades and decades and decades now. They've done it with Morgellons, with the Morgellons antenna. We've done entire shows on this with you. And now they want to do it with the 5G and 6G tech. That's why when I hear these people say, we're going to have a nuclear war, my response is always no. We're going to have a tidal wave wipe out the planet. My response is always no. We're going to have a meteorite hit the planet. My response is always no. Here's why. These entities that run the planet have spent thousands of years, again, since the times of Noah, to reestablish their dominion as far as over the airways for the controlling the energy field around the planet. I'll quote this with the scripture again. Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return. If you go back to the days of Noah, every thought was evil all the time. The inventor of the D-Wave computer said it was like standing before the altar of an alien god. When asked how it worked, he said he did not know. It was alien technology that was given to them, but he didn't admit that. But then basically he was shut up very, very quickly because he was running his mouth. And now they want, and what it does, it creates an interdimensional interface to Lucifer. Remember, our coiled helix DNA is a step-up link. It's a transformer to God. It's a stand-up. It's a receiver transmitter to God Almighty himself, because we're created in his image and we are in communion with him all the time through the Holy Spirit. We accept Christ through Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, because Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the Counselor, the Good Shepherd, our Savior, our Redeemer, our Deliverer, our Messiah, the way. He is Lord God Almighty. He is Lord of all. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the King of Kings, and he is the Son of God. He is all of those things. He is our Savior. The problem we have, Dave, is he saved us from the evil one. He said in the Lord's Prayer, deliver us from the evil one, which is this Luciferian group. He delivered us from that. But the people on this planet, they wanted a Savior. If you're drowning, you want somebody to throw you a rope, which is what Christ did on the cross. He threw us a rope. But they don't want a Lord. I'm going to say it again. People want a Savior, but they don't want a Lord. You were bought at a price, the blood of the Lamb, by the blood of Jesus. And he is now, when you accept him, your Lord. And you walk in circumspect respect to God Almighty because of what he's done for you. And you continue to try to fulfill his will for your life. That's what Christianity is. But Christians don't want that anymore. They've embraced the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it doctrine, in which God is a good God all of the time and he's not just. That's not true. God is a good God all the time and he is just, and he will reward those who diligently seek him. That's what the word says. But he also, if you're doing things that you're not supposed to, he's going to chasten you. It says that, and he's going to rebuke you for what you've done. And so people don't get this. And so what they want to do is have this name it, claim it, blab it Christian that God is always happy, happy all the time, no matter what your lifestyle is. And this is what these people like Joel Osteen preach. They don't ever preach repentance that I hear on TV. And I'm not just picking on Joel because I know him. He's a really nice guy when you talk to him. But the reality is the vast majority of these people that are in the pulpits, they care more about their 501(c) status. And I'm not saying this is Joel. I'm saying that I know the vast majority of them, they care more about their private jets and their mansions than they do about teaching the word of God and the truth. Now, that's why I say to you, we're not going to have a nuclear war. I don't believe that. Now, could we have an invasion of Chinese troops or Russian troops or some other troops into the United States through NATO? Absolutely, yes. And the United States will allow that to happen because the Treaty of Westphalia says you can't do it. But they will ask the United States military, the United States administration, if we have an insurrection of the people here, they will bring military personnel in from other countries to quell us. And this is the same thing that Lincoln did. Lincoln brought those Hessian troops into the United States. He didn't have enough troops in the North because the South was a better fighting force. He brought in mercenary troops and other troops from other countries to basically destroy the South. And so we've got to understand that we're on the precipice again of another civil war in the United States. But nukes will not be used. Now, will they turn off the power grid? Absolutely. This time they'll take us back to 1776 with no electricity, and the vast majority of the people have to refrigerate their insulin are going to die very, very quickly, along with all the other medications they can't get anymore. This is what's going to happen. This is what they're doing right now.
And Ted, we got to step aside for a break for a second, okay? I mean, I'm going to come back, and then I've got a couple of observations I want to make and some linkages here, because this is so important. But there's a whole body of research out there that supports what you're saying, and we haven't quite touched on it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're listening to Dr. Ted Brewer of Health Masters, and they're one of the sponsors for this particular program. And if you go to Health Masters' website, they have a protocol named after me. That's a good thing and a bad thing. A bad thing that I needed, a good thing that they were there for me. And I have estimated that Dr. Ted and his people have kept me off the operating table probably 2 times, and you could even argue 3. What do they have? They have ways to treat what you have naturally. And this is really, really important, because we are setting up for medical shortages in this country, absolutely, positively. The supply chain out of China is being decimated right now because they're back in lockdown and only have 2 ports open. And we're going to begin to feel that this week, from what I'm being told. So you have a choice. You can stockpile natural, or you can hope that the pharmaceutical supply chain does not get broken. Let me just say this, 97% of all antibiotics come out of China. Oh, and it's located in the region that's flooding downstream from the Three Gorges Dam. So you say, oh, gee, maybe I should do this. I think maybe you should. And they have a helpful staff if you call in, and they'll say, hey, ma'am, we can help you. So what I want you to do is go to healthmasters.com, look it over, call the number on the screen, and by the way, since you're a listener to the Common Sense Show, you get a coupon discount of 5%. Just use the coupon code DAVE5. And you say, well, do they have something for asthma? Do they have something for diabetes? Do they have something for joint pain? Yes, 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 and yes to every other question you're going to ask. And you say, wow, I got to check this out. Yes, you do. One more thing. We talk to you every day. Every day about the importance of storable food. The food supply chain is broken. We're eating next year's harvest. We haven't reopened the meat packing plants. Inexcusable we haven't done it. And Trump didn't do it. He could have. He could have put the National Guard in hazmat suits if need be. Instead, we decided to slaughter millions of cattle and dairy. And you know what we have now, folks? We have a shortage that's going to be huge. And it's beginning to show up in shrinkflation with smaller packages, and it's showing up in other ways too. You have a brief window to get what you need. Hyperinflation is on the horizon. When hyperinflation hits, you won't be buying any preps. That's a fact. This is Venezuela right now coming into America. So you have a brief opportunity here to stock up on food, stock up on natural medicine. And this is what we're talking to you about. So how do you get the food? You get it by going to preparewithdave.com, and you'll receive 25-year shelf life food, 2,000 calories per day. Restaurant quality, not organic. And people say, oh, I want organic. Okay, good luck trying to find that. And secondly, good luck trying to afford it if you could find it, which you can't. And I'll just say at the bottom, folks, there's specials there. All you have to do is go to preparewithdave.com to find those specials. Don't put this off any longer. Your window for obtaining these products is becoming short because of the looming hyperinflation. Well, we're talking to Ted Brewer, and Ted, I want you to listen just to a couple things here that I want to throw at you here, okay? Vance Davis, formerly of the NSA, had a real famous run-in with H.W. Bush. Vance Davis told me when I first met him in 1993 that his NSA training taught him that the good guys and bad guys fought out there in the cosmos, and the bad guys lost, and they were thrown here to this planet. This is why this is Satan's planet. And he said they'd like to capture the soul, but they don't know how to do it. So what they're doing is capturing the human, and he described transhumanism to a T at a time before transhumanism was really known and before it had the name transhumanism. Then along came Project HARP, and then followed by the 5G and 6G. And if you look at the patents for these, HARP can move emotions. HARP can control emotions. It can evoke different kinds of feeling sets with broad beam, narrow beam, from this antenna array that was originally located in Gakona, Alaska. Nick Begich exposed all this with patents. Now the 5G and 6G are bringing this down to the micro level. And not only are they going to control emotions, they're now going to control thinking. And the thinking is that they're going to be able to monitor what you're thinking, and the undesirables go bye-bye, and the rest of the population that is not immune to this technology is going to be psychologically and cognitively enslaved. Ted, how does that match with what you know?
Well, it's exactly, you know, not, I can't say word for word, but it's very parallel. You know, this whole planet is basically the fiefdom of Lucifer. You know, you say, well, that's not true. Well, yeah, it is true. You know, he's the god of this age. He's the god of this world. I mean, when Jesus was fasting and he came before Lucifer, he showed him the cities of the, and these, the places of the planet, said, if you bow down to me, I will give you all of this stuff. Something happened in the Garden of Eden. All right, and I'm going to just kind of get kind of just speculative here. A lot of different people think different things. And they say that Adam and Eve, because of their, how should I say, capitulation to the evil one, to Lucifer, to the snake, these people who are Kabbalists call them, you know, Ein Sof, did they believe that at that point there was some type of deal made and struck before Adam and Eve and Lucifer that he took over dominion of the planet? I think that's interesting. And God basically passes judgment on Satan in the book of Genesis, and he says that basically that he will strike the heel, but they will, he will have his head crushed. And of course, that happened at Calvary with Jesus. So I'm not going to get into all of that today, though I could do an entire Bible study on it, but you guys do your own research on that. But something happened which gave Lucifer dominion of this planet. Now, a lot of people say he came here, you know, after he was cast from heaven and basically infiltrated God's paradise, the Garden of Eden. I don't know. I'm not getting into all that stuff on the show today because it's going to just create a lot of people that are going to be saying, oh, you're wrong or you're right or whatever. I'm not going to do that. The point is this. We are here right now, and we're dealing with a group of people that are, we mentioned at the beginning of the show, Kabbalists. Now, I never completed that train of thought. These ancient Canaanite religions, basically within the third generation of the Israelites after they had died off in the desert for 40 years, by the third generation, they were sacrificing their children to Baal and to Moloch and Asherah, just like the ancient Canaanite religion people were doing. That's by the third generation. They basically had completely given themselves over to the evil one and basically committing all of these atrocities, which made God unbelievably angry. Because remember, I will say this to you guys today about God. God is an omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent being that has emotions. Now, if you haven't read the Old Testament, you'll not understand that. In addition to that, look at Jesus when he flipped over the tables of the money changers in the temple. He had enough of these people basically marketing themselves, you know, under Judaism and selling stuff and having unjust scales in the temple for all of the sacrifices. And it was shortly thereafter he was crucified when he went after the money changers. Lucifer was allowed to crucify Christ. However, the Bible says that had the Lord of this age or the God of that age known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. Why? Because once you crucify an omnipresent being on the cross, his blood remains the eternal sacrifice for you and for your sins, as it says in the book of Hebrews. And so we're continually redeemed to God through Christ through the blood of the Lamb. That's why they're taking the blood out of all the hymnals. I could do a whole show on that, and I've done a whole show with you on that very topic, Dave. But the point is this. It's this group of Kabbalists who got together back in 72 AD after the fall of Jerusalem, and one of these guys and his son got to a cave and had about a 12-year meeting with a demon. They wrote the book of the Zohar, which is part of the Talmud. And that Zohar is not widely accepted by all of Judaism, but only certain sects. And what the Zohar is, it's a combination, compilation of all of the ancient satanic rituals used by the Canaanite groups and the Egyptian groups into one giant satanic witchcraft warlock primer called the Zohar. Now, many Jews don't read this. They want nothing to do with this. I know a lot of them who have nothing to do with any of this, and they stay with just the Torah, the five first books of the Levitical law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. Here's the problem. There's a certain sect of the Jews, they're primarily the Shabbat sect, that basically are a doomsday cult, and they're doing everything they possibly can to bring in a new world order and a third temple to bring out the Antichrist, which they feel they have to do. Now, this is all about 200,000 these guys globally. Now, most Jews have rejected this because many of these people who practice from the Zohar follow the teachings of a guy from 1666, I kid you not, whose name was Sabbatai Zevi, who said the only way we could bring this serpent god back up from the pit is to basically make everything as evil as we possibly can on this planet. In other words, they are not true Jews. They are the synagogue of Satan, which is exactly what the Bible calls them in the book of Revelation. They claim to be Jews, but they are not, for they are the synagogue of Satan. Guys, you got to get this right. Right now, Israel is probably the most vaccinated country in the world, and a whole bunch of the folks that are over there, the Jews in Israel, who aren't part of this Shabbat synagogue, who've gotten vaccinated, are dying from basically hospitalizations and organ failure and blood clots. It's the giant test bed. So the question is, why are they killing the Jews? Because they don't care about Jews. They don't care about real Jews. They care about their synagogue of Satan. Hillary Clinton's not a Jew, newsflash. Bill Clinton's not a Jew. Barack Obama's not a Jew. Okay? They're all globalists. What would that would mean? That they're basically all Satanists, or they're all part of the synagogue of Satan. They could care less about Jews who are practicing from the Torah. They could care less about Christians who are practicing from the New Testament, or Hindus, or Buddhists, or anybody, because they hate all of us, but they really hate Christians. Why? Because we are the ones who changed their old world order to the new world order under Jesus Christ for the past 2,000 years. And they have an atavistic hatred of Jesus lovers, that would be me and you, Dave, who are Christians who follow the teachings of Christ, because they know that he is God. And then when you call on his name, things change, even in this world that is dominated by these Luciferians. That's why the group basically is controlled at the highest levels through this synagogue of Satan, who also then are connected into a D-Wave computer, who get their instructions through the priests and priest classes of the people that basically are the witches and the warlocks, the same groups that used to be in the Old Testament, the ancient Canaanite religions. You'd have these temple witches and these temple priestesses who would go have orgies, get pregnant, and sacrifice their own children to Baal and to Moloch and to Asherah, and then eat the children. Oh, yeah, it goes to that level of depravity. That's the old world order, and that's what they want back. It has nothing to do with the new world order. They want that back. They want Jesus out of the picture, because when you call on him, the Most High God shows up. Just a few weeks ago, one of our listeners, Pat, you got to listen to this testimonial. She was in the hospital, literally dying of COVID. And she was scared, and she cried out to Jesus. And all of a sudden, all these bright lights lit up in her room. A portal opened up in her room. Jesus walked into her room. This testimony is on my show. I played it, and basically healed her and her husband, and they were dying. And then she talked to the lady taking her out of the hospital in the wheelchair. It's a cardiac unit. And she said, oh, yeah, Jesus showed up with you. He comes here a lot because he's the Most High God. And when you have a relationship with him, he cares about you. Here's the problem. These churches, that in most cases, because the Masonic Lodge is directly connected into these high-level organizations which have infiltrated both the Catholic Church and the Protestant religions, I could give you names of top people that you would never have believed from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s who were pushed on TV. Some of them opened universities and schools. There were high-level Masonic leaders who worship Lucifer, who claimed to worship Jesus, who the only time they spoke the name of Jesus, they were blaspheming and doing it in ridicule. I can give you names right now, but I won't do it because I don't want to have a bunch of problems as far as lawsuits on the show. But this group of people, this Kabbalist group, this Masonic Lodge group, has infiltrated the highest levels of Christianity in the organized church in the United States, including they're the ones who pushed the 501(c)(3) standing with the Johnson Amendment back in the 50s. Johnson was such a pervert, the pastors were talking about him in the pulpit, so he decided to go ahead and push legislation, which was approved through Congress, to stop the churches from being involved in political issues. That was done on purpose by the Kabbalist group, the Masonic groups that run the planet. Remember, you can't mention the name of Jesus in a Masonic lodge, or you won't be there very long. I could do a whole show with you on the Masonic lodges and what they believe, but I'm not going to do that today. But this group has infiltrated Christianity, including the Southern Baptist churches, which are completely compromised now, in which there are literally thousands of Baptist preachers here in the southern states of the United States that are also in the Masonic lodges and basically Masons. Yeah, I'm just telling you guys the truth. And that group infiltrated the Catholic Church and the Protestant churches, and they're the ones who push through the name it, claim it, blab it, grab it group now that's teaching non-repentive, all-inclusive Christianity, that you don't have to accept Christ, that all people are saved, that you don't have to repent, all people are saved, that you can live any lifestyle you want, whether how debaucherous or filthy it is, and it's okay, Christ will accept you, and you're saved. That's not true. That's not what the Bible says. It's because they don't want people going out and telling you the truth like I'm telling you right now. When you become a Christian, God writes his laws on your heart through the Holy Spirit, and you know what you're doing is right, and you know what you're doing is wrong, and you do everything you can to try to walk circumspectly with God out of respect to do what's right in his eyes. Now, does that mean we're going to be perfect? No. That's what grace is all about. Even Paul said, I continue to do the things that I know that I'm not supposed to do. The things that I know that I'm supposed to do, the things I don't do. Because remember, he was a Hebrew Pharisee, and he went around basically trying to kill all the Christians to start with, and he still had issues he was dealing with, like all of us do. But that doesn't mean he wasn't trying to walk in love and doing what's right, because he had a personal encounter with Jesus, just like Pat did. And see, when you have those encounters, it changes your life. I know about 10 years ago now, God spoke to me in a dream, woke me up in the middle of the night, scared me. I was soaking wet, shaking. And when I talk about what he said and what happened to me, I just get weepy, because I know what he did, that he stopped what he was doing just to talk to me for a second or two. And I understand that basically God will do anything we ask him to do if we fall on our face and we repent. But the United States isn't doing that. You know, we're still basically promoting abortion, promoting homosexuality, promoting the gay flag, promoting all this stuff that's not okay in churches. We have churches that are openly promoting this stuff in the pulpit, and yet they won't talk about the COVID vaccine. And they won't talk about sin. They won't talk about it. They refuse to. And I said on our show today, I'll say it on your show right now, if you're going to a church that's doing this, that's not telling you the truth, that's ignoring everything that's going around with this entire country coming apart at the seams, they don't want to talk about it, you need to stop giving your money to them. Now, go ahead and send the hate mail. I don't care. Find a church that you can support that's telling you the truth. It's like this. If you don't like the movies that Hollywood is producing, why are you paying to go see them? That's the question I ask you. If you don't like a product, or you don't like the globalist company that's doing certain things like Starbucks, saying that if you don't approve of homosexuality, if you're a Christian, don't come to their store, why are you still buying Starbucks? Let's ask you that. If we vote with our pocketbooks and we tell the pastor, we're not going to tithe here anymore, we're not going to give here anymore, because you're not telling us the truth and you're not being a good shepherd, you're being a hireling, why are you compromised? And we go somewhere else where they're not compromised, then what's going to end up happening is that church is going to snap it tight and start telling the truth, or they're going to go out of business like any other company would. They're all run like a giant corporation now, nonprofit corporations. All they care about is the bottom line and their lifestyle, many of them. I know multiple pastors, private jets, multiple mansions. Private jets, multiple mansions. I knew one of the guys who owned a big network out in California. He's dead now. He had like 25 mansions all over the country, all over the world. Oh, yeah. And I remember one time, never forget, he had his bony finger and he was shaking at the TV. I actually saw him do this live. And he shook his finger at the TV and he started screaming at the TV. And he goes, the reason you're not being blessed is because you're not giving me money. He said that, as the good Lord is my witness. Now, I may be paraphrasing, but that's exactly what he said, what he implied. Now, the problem is this, people would start sending him money. The guy was a billionaire. So you have to ask yourself a question. Is that Christianity? Is that what Jesus came here to die for? To bless this clown who was a known homosexual, his wife was a known philanderer, we're supposed to bless these people? The answer is no, absolutely no. If your church is not doing and telling you the truth of what's going on right now, and we're watching this country go into the handbasket, to the pit of hell on a grease track, and they're not saying anything, they want to do a 52-week study of the life of Moses or Abraham or whatever, and there's nothing wrong with that. But right now, there's other things we need to be talking about, like what happens when half the congregation dies because of the kill shot? You're so worried about losing giving units and money that's coming into your church. What happens when half your church dies from this vaccine? It's not a vaccine, it's a kill shot. And all of a sudden, you didn't warn them about it because you don't want to get involved in it, because you don't want to be politically involved, because your church board, who are a bunch of masons, told you not to talk about it. How about you think about that for a bit? Guys, if we don't, as a Christian church, as far as I'm concerned, the foundations of the Christian church in the United States needs to be dismantled and broken back down. It needs to go back to home meetings and people preaching and telling the truth about what the Word of God means.
I've been saying that all along, Ted.
These people, Dave, who build these edifices to themselves, these 5, 8, 10, 12, 15, 20,000 seat sanctuaries, these people are unbelievable that they would do this to them. There was a guy here in Lakeland. He built a 10,000 square foot place. He's the one. He actually openly promoted the Masonic lodges from the pulpit. Built a 10,000 square foot sanctuary, and it's all been bulldozed and gone. And you think to yourself, what about all the millions and millions and millions of dollars that were put into that mess? Yeah, how about that? Could they have not been used to pay for other churches that were actually preaching the truth? See, this is the problem that we have. We've got a problem if we don't tell the truth now at this point with Christianity. It's over. This country's going into the ash heap of history. And this is what the globalists want. Now, at this point, there's a whole bunch of people going to die in this country because of this kill shot, period. Ain't no stopping it at this point. And that's why they're pushing it so hard right now, Dave, because they want to get as many people injected with a kill shot before everybody starts seeing the kill shots that was killing everybody, which we're starting to see, because that way they can have the most amount of people die in the next 6 months to 12 months, next 36 months, because they've been fully vaccinated against nothing. This vaccine doesn't do anything. It doesn't prevent COVID. It doesn't cure COVID. It doesn't prevent transmission of COVID. It doesn't do anything besides inject you with spike proteins, which attach themselves to your organs and arteries and everything else, which basically cause all kinds of problems with blood clotting, including attacking the ovaries, which prevent you from ovulating. I mean, all this crazy stuff, and nobody wants to talk about it from the pulpit. Well, we're talking about it on the show right now. And this is the problem that we have. Now, if you do have a problem, and you have a problem with spike proteins, there's some things you can do that the how should I say, journals have said.
Yeah, that's all. Ted, hold that thought right there because we got to take our last break because I want to come back and you're getting ready to talk about solutions and we need to hit that hard. Ladies and gentlemen, you're hearing Ted speak intelligently about how we're under attack medically and your pharmaceutical companies are not going to be helping you much longer, and we've talked about this over and over and over on this show. Medical shortages are going to be the rule of the day. And I don't mean shortages. I mean creating rare scarcities. What can you do? Well, you can go the natural route before they outlaw it. And I would recommend stockpiling as long as you can until hyperinflation takes that. Well, they'll take that ability away from you. So what do? You go to healthmasters.com. You check out what they have. You can call and ask questions. They're a knowledgeable workforce. And then you can order. And I would recommend, like with food, you order and order and order. That's healthmasters.com, 5% discount with the coupon code DAVE5 for our audience here at the Common Sense Show. And one last thing here. We are in a situation where we may come out the other side. There may be a civilization on the other side. There may be an economy on the other side. I suspect there will be. But you're not going to get there intact by staying in the system. What do? You step outside the system, and Noble Gold can help you do that. Now, the name implies gold, but they're a lot more than gold. I went from advertiser to customer, and I feel I'm pretty well bulletproof to deal with what's coming from an economic standpoint. There's the spiritual, the emotional, and so forth, and the political. But, ladies and gentlemen, that's not what I'm talking about here. Noble Gold can help you protect your assets. How do you find out more about this for a no-obligation, no-pressure interview? Give them a call, 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And you heard Ted indicate, and you've heard me say it a lot, when the crash comes because we are resisting, you will not be communicating. The only exception will be a satellite phone that's tied to multiple satellites where they can't just shut down one satellite. They'd have to shut down 36 to stop the sat phone company. And very quickly, if you want to stay in touch with your family, this is the way to go. And you go, well, it's expensive. No, I pay 25% of the cost of my monthly cell phone bill to have my sat phone. And that may be the only thing left. And this is the only way that people who are trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan are communicating with the outside world and telling us what's going on. And we're doing a whole show on this in a couple of days. So how do you get your sat phone? Call the good people at 855-980-5830, 855-980-5830. Well, we're talking to Ted Brewer, and he's walked us through the history on this planet, really arising out of Genesis 6 and taking us to today with modern technology. And as we had to go into the break there, Ted was beginning to talk about solutions. So, Ted, let me throw it back to you and let you take it from there.
Well, one of the top journals said, and this, of course, this article has been retracted, that N-acetylcysteine, and nitric oxide were really good as far as mitigating effects of spike proteins. Now, that journal article has been retracted, so you can take from that as you wish. But I know that, you know, we've got a really good product. It's called HCA Stimulate, and it also contains 500 milligrams of quercetin, which helps to open the cell membranes up to the absorption of the zinc, which is very difficult to absorb into the cell. And we also have our vitamin C with antioxidants also contains quercetin in it. It's very important. It's a very, very, very potent antioxidant. It's actually much stronger than vitamin C from an antioxidant standpoint, and quercetin is critical. So you've got to have all kinds of things in your system. Now, what I always do, and if I get a cold or start coming down with a sore throat, the first thing I do is I really load up on what's called astragalus. We've got a really good brand of astragalus on the website of healthmasters.com, and I take two or three of those, and that almost 99% of the time it mitigates the sore throat, and I don't go any further than that. It stops immediately. I discovered this when I was speaking about, I guess it was 7-8 years ago up in D.C. I was a speaker at a big conference up there, and I had a real bad sore throat the night before. I took a bunch of astragalus the next morning. I woke up and I had no sore throat, never caught the cold, never got sick, which I thought was pretty neat, and it's been doing that for me ever since that time. It mitigates it. Now, give you some word of caution. Don't take astragalus if you're running a fever. That's really, really important. Do not take it with a fever, ever. Okay, it only works in the preliminary stages of anything. It doesn't work after you've already gotten the problem or the cold or the flu or whatever. Very important you understand that. And I also really load up with D3, K2. I take around 50, 60,000, 100,000 IUs for a couple of days to really push the D3 up, because that opens up and activates the macrophages in the body to kill stuff. I also increase my potassium iodine up to about 50 milligrams a day, not micrograms, milligrams. We have a really good nascent iodine at the office that we use. And I also load up the vitamin C to 6 to 8 to 10,000 milligrams. Now, also, it's really important, if you start getting to a point where you can't breathe, you need to go to the doctor and you need to get a prescription. I like ivermectin. Now, you could go ahead and talk to your doctor. I'm not going to give you medical advice and make a decision, all that. I also like, you know, hydroxychloroquine. Between hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin combined with vitamin C and D3 and potassium iodide and zinc, it's a really good stack for viral loads. Just thought I'd mention that. But the reality is, if you get really sick, don't sit around and wait to die at home. I just said that. There are multiple people that I know that say, I'm going to get better, and they end up getting hospitalized with COVID pneumonia. I've seen it, and then they end up dying. Don't allow yourself to go that far. You may require an antibiotic cycle. You may require a whole bunch of other stuff that you're not going to get through supplements. You got to remember to understand that. It may require a drug intervention. So always leave that open. Now, as far as the quote-unquote kill shot, is that an option? No. It doesn't stop the transmission of the stuff, and it doesn't make it any better, period. But there may be a medical intervention. Some are saying that you can use the monoclonal antibodies. That's an experimental treatment again, and I don't know what else is in those. I don't know if they contain spike proteins or if they contain nanotech. I don't know what's in them. Your choice, though, your call with your doctor, but I'm not going to endorse that. There are too many other natural protocols that work really, really well, but you got to do something. You can get intravenous vitamin C at your doctor's office. You do that. I went to my doctor's office yesterday, and I got 50,000 milligrams of intravenous vitamin C. There's all kinds of natural things that you can do from a health standpoint. But if you get to the point where you get really, really sick, I had a good friend of mine just the other day, didn't want to take his supplements, laying around, lost a bunch of weight. I finally told him, you need to go to the hospital. You need to go to the emergency room. And barring right now, I'm going to let you guys know, barring a miracle by the good Lord himself, my friend's going to die. And he was best man in our wedding. He's that sick. The sad part about it is that, you know, you can't let yourself get to that level. I had another friend call me last week. Got unbelievably sick, stayed at home, ended up losing 30 pounds, running a fever, got hospitalized, almost died with COVID pneumonia. Don't go there. If you got to go to the hospital, get to the hospital and let them do treatment protocols that you know work because of the research that you've done. Very, very, very important. Taking supplements is not a panacea. It's not. If you keep your immune system strong with supplements, you can fight off pretty much any viral load to start with. But whatever they've released this time is much worse than what they released the first time, whether it's from the mutation, from base vaccine shedding or viral shedding, or if it's something else they released into the air or into groups of people that is more contagious. They said 8 times more contagious than the chickenpox. I don't know. All I'm doing is telling you this. This stuff is for real. Don't pretend like it's not. What do you think, Dave?
I think you're right on the money. This is real. This is a timed release bioweapon, and I think they've deliberately put out different parts, and I'll tell you why. Why do we need different companies producing different vaccines? I've never had that question answered. I know the vaccines don't work in any case, but why would they go through this charade of having multiple vaccines?
Well, obviously, there's multiple variants that have been released. And quite frankly, you know, I don't personally believe that these guys who run the planet, these Kabbalist, Luciferian, CFR members, Bilderberger Group members, Bohemian weirdos who go to Bohemian Grove, I personally think they've all had the real vaccine for this variant or these variants that are being released. And then when you see these quote unquote national leaders getting shot up on national TV, it's a saline solution. There's nothing then. It's not a real shot. And I don't believe for one second they're giving these. Remember, Trump and Biden are like actors on a stage. They're like the court jesters. You know, the thing that's going on with Afghanistan, the same thing. All of a sudden, it's in the news why all these kill shots are being forced on the American population. You know, Afghanistan has been under control of the CIA for many, many, many years, including the 1,000 square miles of poppy production that's being handed over either to CIA associates, Taliban associates of the CIA, drug lords. Remember how many people were released out of prison by Obama and basically Biden and Trump that were basically involved with the Taliban, involved in Afghanistan, and suddenly some of these guys have now shown up as the top leaders over there? Think about that. Were they placed in the positions of power by our government again, which we've done so many times? And also, when you're printing trillions of dollars in off-book balance sheets, as the international banks have been doing in the United States now, remember when they asked Ben Bernanke, well, where'd the $10 trillion go? And he goes, I don't remember. Well, how do you know it's not going to fund black ops? How's it not going to fund deep underground military bases? How's it not going to fund space-based weapons? You don't know that. We don't know that. Maybe they don't need the money coming from Afghanistan as much right now from the opium sales, because they're producing so much fiat currency and so much digitalized currency as they destroy the continue to destroy the destruction of the dollar. And Dave's right. We have hyperinflation coming. I had one of my suppliers, one of my manufacturers, contacted me yesterday to give me a heads up. They said, there's a possibility we have a massive increase in the price of vitamin C. And so what do you know? We haven't increased the prices yet, but our suppliers are telling us that we're having shortages everywhere. So guys, if this happens, Dave's right. I'd get a case of C from Health Masters. I'd get a case of D. I'd get a case of potassium iodine. I'd get a case of zinc while you can, before we have to limit it like we did last year and only have one or two bottles going out per person. Because that's what's going to happen. We're going to have the same problem that we had a year and a half ago as far as supply lines. So guys, please listen to me. Store food. If you can't get Day's food, if you can't get our food, if you go get some doggone canned food from the grocery store and put it on a can or put it on your shelf and rotate it, I suggest you get at least 6 months of food basically on your pantry and rotate it if you have to use cans. Do something. You know, make sure you've got sufficient stored up stuff to protect you and your family. All of this stuff has to be thought about right now, including not supporting the doggone pastors in the pulpit that won't tell us the truth, that are waiting with their Masonic-controlled boards and basically churches to basically watch the entire end time come across the United States. Why Christians basically are either waiting for Donald Trump to reemerge and save us, which they've been passed by Q now to believe all of that stuff, or they're waiting for the rapture. Why don't you ask those Afghan Christians right now how it feels waiting for the rapture as they're having their heads cut off? Now, I'm not saying that lightly. I mean that very seriously. I feel horrible for those people over there that couldn't get out from this unbelievably inept administration that can't even send planes over to pick people up and couldn't maintain the airport. Why? Because they already set up a deal with the Taliban boys and girls. That's why this happened so fast. They had already had a deal set up with the Taliban. They left over $83 billion in armaments over there. They left enough for a standing army, because they wanted that Taliban to run that country to make sure that their opium trade continued to flow to the, how should I say, organized crime families around the world. What do you think, Dave?
Well, I think there's no question what you're saying is correct. And the other thing that they're doing too, the ineptitude here is not accidental. It's not the result of Biden's cognitive decline. That's the excuse. It's the product of demoralizing the military, making the public lose confidence in the government. This is all about moving us towards a final conflict in which our resistance will be suppressed with great hostility. And I'll just leave it with this. If you don't think this is true, folks, that they're not going to bring in foreign troops to subjugate us, ask yourself why the Norfolk Naval Yard is being turned over to NATO. There's no reason for NATO to be in this country, not one military reason, except to support the Biden administration when we stand up and say enough is enough, and then the blue helmets show up coming in through Norfolk.
Dave, you're 100% right. You're 100% right, because again, hey,
Ted, it's pretty invested. And Ted, I think we should probably close it with that. You got to get off your butt, people, and work. But Ted, we got less than a minute left, and I want you to tell people how they can listen to your and Austin show.
If you go to healthmasters.com, there's a link right on the website there, when you right on the front page. It says listen to the today's show or the archive shows of the Ted and Austin Brewer show. Please listen to the show, forward my show and Austin's show, and forward Dave's show to as many people as you possibly can. Right now we are running out of time, guys, and it's time to get active. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, well, Ted, just one more thing here too with Health Masters. What are your hours of operation?
Oh, we're open from 9 to 5 Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday, and we answer the telephone and we talk to you. You can order online if you like, but we all talk to people.
Well, what you guys do that I think is just outstanding is I've called in, and you and I've talked and said, Dave, you got to try this. And so by the time I call and talk to someone, I might have retained about half of what you told me. And so I have to ask questions. And then I end up getting the same answers I got from you. Your staff is enormously well-trained. And they don't give any pressure. I mean, it's just kind of like, what do you need? Here's how we can help you. And this is what we recommend for this situation. And that's all you're going to get, folks, is good, courteous service. Ted, my friend, thanks for coming on. Bold for you to cover these things. And we'll have you back again in a short while. Thanks for joining us.
I appreciate it, Dave. Thanks.